So quickly, tonight we'll be dealing with a very spiritual matter, and I'll be discussing with you signs you are under spiritual attack. Say with me, signs. There is a spiritual attack. Well, so this is part of the prophetic intelligence that I keep on sharing with you, that I love prophetic intelligence, and it's important to have prophetic intelligence. We just dealt with the topic on grace, we have dealt with the topic on sonship, and now we are on prophetic intelligence to know something, how to discern and detect the enemy when he comes closer. Now, there are so many believers right now who are passing through spiritual attacks, but they are not aware. And in fact, that lack of awareness, just that lack of awareness, is part of a spiritual attack. So let's break it down quickly. Let's go to our scripture. Now, we're going to open the most famous chapter, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, right?
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Now, importantly, that we want to look at is that word flesh and blood. So we know the scripture when Jesus Christ spoke to Peter. And what did Jesus say? He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Remember? He said, but my Father who is in heaven. Now we repeat, flesh and blood did not reveal this. So, but my Father who is in heaven. So there is flesh and blood revelation, and then there is the Father's revelation. So what Jesus meant when he said flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, it means that flesh and blood can also reveal something to you. Hello? So what you know is either it is revealed by your flesh, by your senses. It's either revealed by your personality as a person. But Jesus said, but my Father has revealed this to you. So there is the Father's revelation, and then there is the flesh and the blood revelation. So there are things, you know them as you see me, as I'm talking. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there are things that you may see them, or as I'm talking right now, you may hear me from your understanding, which is your flesh and your blood. It is your identity. It is you. The person, you. So you hear things. So to start with, if you would like to go far, it is important to not use your flesh and your blood in understanding things. You must hear, you must see with the Father's eyes. Are you understanding? No, it's the same teaching on the spiritual attacks. We are still going on. Now let's go. So there is the flesh. I want to, first of all, to give you this element. There is the flesh, and there's what? Flesh and blood, and then there is what? The Father. So, in other words, there are things you cannot know using your flesh and your what? Your blood. As a human, as a person, there are things you cannot know. It takes the Father to reveal to you. You are there? Then Apostle Paul said, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. What is he saying? He's saying, we are not fighting against humanity. We are not fighting against human beings. What is happening with you at your workplace is not a physical battle. What is happening in your marriage is not a physical fight. Now let's read it again.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Now let's have NIV.
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Say with me, what I'm fighting against.
What I'm fighting against.
Is not in the flesh.
It's not in the flesh.
It is not physical.
It is not physical.
Now, that we have spoken this, we have a premise, a basis by which we can start our teaching. Now, I want us to look at this foundation that we are dealing with. Number one, as I said, the Bible says we are not fighting against what? Flesh and blood. Now, let's just look at this word flesh and blood. We have other diseases that are in the blood.
Yes.
We have other diseases that are in the flesh.
True.
We have other generational cases that passes through your blood, your bloodline. Most of the things which we may look with them in the flesh, Scripture says we are not fighting against this. There is something deeper beyond your flesh, beyond your blood. Then the Bible mentions them. The Bible says what? Against what?
Rulers.
Rulers.
Against authorities.
Authorities.
Against powers of this dark world.
Now, on that word rulers, it is not talking about a demon. It's not a spirit. It is a spirit with a rank. Okay. It is a what? It is a spirit with a rank. That spirit is not just a demon, but it rules. And that spirit, it is an authority. If you understand the gravitas, the heaviness of what we are fighting against, you'll be very keen to understand the spiritual warfare. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Now hear this, and I want you to hear this very well. And I'm repeating this statement. What we are fighting against, it is not just a spirit fighting you, but it is a ruler. Meaning, it can rule you. It can be an authority in your life. It can be an authority in your marriage. They are principalities. And this is why it is important to fundamentally understand how, as a believer, can rule, can reign in this life. Otherwise, that project, it will be sabotaged. I can promise you. So now, let's look at signs to know that there is a battle. Now, let's quickly get through these things. In John 10:10,
the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
The thief comes to steal,
to kill, and to destroy.
So I want you to look at these three things and apply them in your life. Just these three. Put them and apply them in your life. You're going to see how many things are being stolen, how many things are being destroyed, and how many destinies are being killed. Now, this is not Paul preaching. It's not Peter writing. This is Jesus, God himself, saying the thief comes to do these things. But then he tells us to say, I have not left you defenseless. He tells us, but I have come. Come on. So it's not like we are dealing with the enemy who's powerful.
No.
We are dealing with the enemy. However, there is a solution.
Yes.
Now, before we talk about the solution, number one, let's look at sign number one to know whether you are under spiritual attacks. One, sudden unexplained oppressions. Now, I want to give you quickly, if you have noticed, sometimes you wake up with a heavy spirit. You can't explain what is wrong, but it's like something is wrong. Now, I know not all of you men have gone through this, but do I have anybody who has ever experienced that? Where you wake up, there is nothing wrong, but you are just heavy. Can I ask your hand up if you have ever experienced a moment when you just can't explain it? And people try to tell you to say, but are you okay? You start feeling certain things happening around you. As I said, it could be a sudden thing without anything happening. But if you sense that the Lord is giving your spirit an alarm that there is a battle you must fight. So there are certain signs I'll be giving you, which they are from God that is revealing to you. And there are some signs which you must know to say, this is a demonic sign that I'm under attack. Every heaviness that you feel, that you cannot explain it, it is a predestined intelligence that something is about to happen. It could be that day, that week, that month, or that year. It is very important to repel such attacks. And this is what you should do. Go in your room, close the door, and make these words. Every attack by the enemy, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I command the peace of God. Because that thing that you are feeling, that heaviness, it is not just happening. There is something that the enemy is planning or doing. Raise up your right hand and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel every demonic attack over my life. In the name of Jesus. Number two, night attacks. These could be nightmares or night oppressions. Never take those things lightly. There is someone right now who's watching me, but at night, there are certain things that happen to you. There are those people who, when they're sleeping, they feel like they are paralyzed. Now, in medicine, there are definitions and explanations that they are used to explain them. But spiritually, there are also terminologies to explain your condition. Whenever you feel panic attacks at night, nightmares, there is an attack we must handle. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Panic attacks. There are people, what I'm talking right now, I'm addressing different audiences. There are people who certain things happen at night and they have got this just fear. Sometimes the fear will come as they sleep. Sometimes they'll suddenly just wake up with fear and heart palpitations. And there are those people who, when they're sleeping, they've got demonic attacks, be it through spiritual husbands, spiritual wives. Spiritual attacks should never be tolerated.
Amen.
Some of you right now, the attacks that you are facing, spiritual attacks that you are facing, but you have, you know, categorized them as normal. In Christianity, normality has destroyed so many people. Do not handle things as normal. Those are signals. Before I go to number three, let me give you a scripture about the night attacks. When you receive your deliverance, Psalm 91 verse 5 shall be your portion. The Bible says, you shall not be afraid
of the terror by night.
Now, what does that mean to you? So there's a terror that the enemy sends at night.
You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day.
So there are arrows, demonic arrows that are flying during the day. Now, let's go ahead. Number three, unusual physical afflictions. Chronic pain that doctors cannot explain. Sudden fatigues that do not improve even after resting. I've said it. There are some sicknesses. Even in yourself, you are failing to understand what is this. Medicine can't cure them. Doctors can't handle them. And sometimes even doctors will be confused. And sometimes it will be an issue after another issue. Can you imagine a moment when you have a problem with your stomach and you get healed or you get treated? Immediately after you are done with your stomach, you're having a back problem. Immediately you are dealing with a back problem, they are saying you have got a blood pressure problem. As you're still dealing with the blood pressure problem, they say there is this now. Hear me, I know it can be treated by doctors, but it must also give you a prophetic intelligence to wonder what is really going on with my life. These are demonic attacks. I know. You know, I always tell you that I believe that doctors treat. And I also do believe that God heals. But I also do believe that there are certain things they act as prophetic intelligence for you to see what is going on with me. So when you go to hospital, they say, oh, it is this disease. Then you accept it as a normality. They say, I think that's who I am. We need to challenge the situation.
Amen.
Come on. Somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Every attack over my life.
Now hear me.
It may not be on you, but some of you, maybe it's your child or your brother, or your mother, or your sister, your cousin. As we are dealing with this issue, we are not dealing with you alone. They will also be set free wherever they are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. Kaya parhande rebes. Sakata raba. Say every demonic attack. I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you understanding? So we have the remedy. It's not like the devil is attacking us and we have nothing to do. No. Jesus Christ said, I have come. I have come to give you life. Now, let's go ahead. Mental torment and disturbing thoughts. If you sense or you are going through a moment where all of a sudden there is a heaviness and this thinking that you have failed, you are a failure, look at your life. See how things have turned. Nothing is moving. Nothing is working. Listen, it sounds nice. Your mind is a courtroom where different versions of you appear to present a case. Your mind is what? Where different what? Versions. So you must be very careful who you allow to come and present arguments. The enemy can come and begin to argue and begin to accuse you, to say you're a failure. And now there'll be a comparative sequence. All of a sudden, you are now, the enemy will begin to compare you to say, you see, look at your friends. And sometimes the enemy will say, can you look in Egypt? You are eating onion. And there are people right now who are actually looking backward. They say, I used to be better. Can you imagine that God is taking you to Canaan? Can you imagine God is taking you to a promised place? And you are thinking of the onion in Egypt. Like I used to live well. We're eating garlic and watermelon. So we have people who don't know. Every moment you begin to start having these conversations in your mind, it is not just a thinking. It is a demonic what? Attack. Let me tell you this. Whenever you have got this in you, where the enemy begins to accuse you, to tell you how failure you are, how you have failed, and you'll be thinking like this, you'll be like, oh my God, and my life is just, you know, it will look so nice as if you are thinking, but I can promise you it's not you thinking. Say, I rebuke you, Satan. Say it again. Say, I rebuke you, Satan. Say it again. Say, I am not a failure.
I am not a failure.
I am about to break through. So be very careful with condemnation. Extremely careful with condemnation. You'll be condemned. You'll be condemning yourself. In Romans 8 verse 1, the Bible says, therefore, there is no what?
Condemnation.
Can you read it?
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
There is therefore no what?
Now, no condemnation.
To those who are
in Christ Jesus.
So if you are in Christ, where are those condemnations coming from? Because the Bible says, if you are in Christ, there is no condemnation. Now, but why are you condemning yourself? Why are you seeing failure? Why are you seeing, like all of a sudden there's so much coming on in your mind, not solutions. We're not saying you shouldn't think. I'm not saying that. There's a huge difference between condemnation and progressive thinking. Deciding to say, I cannot stay here. I have to move forward. And thinking, why am I here? It's different. Am I talking to you? Now, suicidal thoughts. The enemy will accuse you. Now we have people who are actually thinking, I better die. I guess we should not die. Every attack in your mind, you should be very careful with it. Be it suicidal, be it belittling you, failure, condemnation, questions. Can you imagine that the wife of Job came to Job and they say, but this God, you have done so much for God. Hello? You are so faithful. But look at you now. Just curse God and die. Oh, this woman. She wants when he curses God and he dies, then she gets married to another guy. Why are we saying curse God and we die? What a wife. Can you imagine? You think it was her talking?
No.
And she says, curse God and die. And 3 weeks later, she filed a divorce. She left Job. Now imagine if Job had cursed God and then he didn't die and then she divorces him. Put him in trouble and leave him in trouble. I have seen people who told this someone, say, fight major one, fight this church, fight it. After the person fought the church, then they divorced them. They left them. The relationship ended. The boyfriend disappeared or the girlfriend disappeared. Say to yourself, I refuse self-condemnation.
I refuse self-condemnation.
And any demonic attack through my mind. Say,
I'm not a failure.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Be very careful. So many questions, like, okay, so if God loves me, why I've been doing this thing, and why is God not doing this to me? I have been, you know, that is a purely demonic attack. It is a ruler. You are dealing with an authority. It is a prosperity. Imagine you are starting to ask God questions. Are you sure? You, in your normal capacity, you would never think that. You would never question God. What's happening with you right now? It's not you thinking. It's an attack. Somebody say, cast you, Satan.
I cast you, Satan.
Number five. Isolation and divisions in relationships. Fights erupts from nowhere. In marriages, in the relationships, in the families, in churches. All of a sudden, fights. As I'm speaking right now, there's a couple that are watching me. They're not talking to each other for 2 days now. Let me say this to you. Normally, attacks, demonic attacks of fights in marriages, they normally happen when they are about to break through. You know what even the Bible says? It says when a woman is not happy, it says Satan will block the prayer of the husband. Are you hearing me, men?
Oh, yes.
Whether it's her who just being dramatic. You know, they're always a victim, eh? You're a man. Even if you're a woman, and I want you to hear this. Even if you're a woman, sometimes, even if your woman is wrong, or even if it's you who's wrong, understand something deeper. There could be a demonic attack. What is happening there? You look at each other, flesh and blood, and fight. But there is something what? Deeper. Something deeper. Something what?
Deeper.
You must be very careful. You must be very careful. Be on the watch. As I'm speaking right now, you are so angry for that woman. So angry. But I can promise you something that is very important. Be careful as someone who's spiritual. There is something deeper happening. Tonight I just came here to open up something, and I know who I'm talking to. There is a couple right now. There is a family. They're fighting. The cousins, the what, the mother, the father. There are a lot of drama going on. Look at it from a deeper understanding. Something is there to divide you and to rule. It is a right time to stand against every demonic entity. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
I remember, not long time ago, you should be watching over your marriage. Watching over your marriage is very important. My wife had a dream. Do you understand?
Yes.
She had a what?
A dream.
She had a dream. So I took the dream to have understanding and interpretation. And do you know what the interpretation was? That I must have a day, me and her, we should cook something together. No, I'm saying this before God, I'm not lying. Before Jesus. And I called you.
You called Prophet Hara, you're on a video, so I saw you cooking and mom. You were cooking.
You should put more emphasis that I was the one who was cooking. So can you imagine that? Do you understand?
Yes.
A dream was not even to do. But when I was praying, the interpretation was that we should cook together. So I called her and I said, hey, I put on the video. I said, see, I'm cooking with my wife. I said, call your wife. So he called his. I said, are you seeing what we are doing? He said, can I come home now? I said,
And eat what you're cooking. What you're cooking.
And what was the answer? What was the answer? You are not invited.
You are not invited. It's for me and my wife. So I also said, I'm also taking my wife to the kitchen. We are also starting cooking now.
But they didn't cook.
You didn't tell me that it was from the dream, Dad.
So do you understand?
Yes,
what can you imagine? What will be the meaning? What will be the meaning? Now, if you are prophetic, understand this. So God said, cook together. Do something together. Cook something. So I said, hey, let's cook. And then I traveled because I was in a prayer and fasting. So I traveled. I was in prayer for some days. When I came back, and I said, hey, don't forget about it. She said, how did you remember this? Oh, how did you? I said, yeah, but the Lord spoke to us. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Why do you think God would say we should do that? There was a prophetic meaning. That was a symbol. Protect yourself from any demonic what? Attack. As we are cooking, there was something that I have not even told her. And I didn't even want to remind her. But there was something as we are cooking there. She began a topic that it was actually so much in my heart. I said, Trust me, by the time we are finishing cooking, I had the answer I wanted.
Amen.
And I hugged her and I kissed her. Say amen.
Amen.
Go on.
Say signs.
To know.
You are under spiritual attack. It is very important. Protect yourself from every what? Spiritual. Marriages break. Relationships fall because one, maybe a woman or the man, they're not picking it. I remember telling somebody to say, you're under spiritual attack. And the person was even now arrogant. Arrogant. You see, when the devil wants to destroy you, he gives you pictures, conclusions, ideas.
Yes.
You must be very careful. Spiritual attacks are real. Relationships fall, ministries fall, churches close, churches go down because there's a spiritual what? Attack. The devil doesn't have to finish you. All he has to do is to attack you spiritually. And as most of you may not even think about it, he does not even come and destroy someone. He just comes in your mind. He can finish you just by you thinking. Say in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I rebuke every attack. So strife erupts from nowhere. Fights from nowhere. Misunderstandings from nowhere. It even gets worse where sometimes you actually become lonely despite being surrounded by people. You still feel lonely, unloved, rejection, even if no one is rejecting you. It's so spiritual. So you feel rejected, you feel not loved. You'd be like, I don't think, hey, there's so much rejection around me. It is a demonic attack. Once that happens to you, you'll be feeling rejected. And it is that spirit that will mold your character and your behavior that you're going to start behaving somehow. I'm not talking to you. So demonic attacks. You can be a man feeling rejected by your wife, feeling unloved that she loves you. And you can be a woman feeling what? Unloved that your man what? Loves you. It goes further. If you sense issues to do with affection. There are people who are watching me now. There are a couple, some are even men of God, women of God, pastors, and some are even intercessors. Both of them, husband intercessor, the wife intercessor. But they, when they're in their bedroom, it's like a brother and a sister. And in the morning, say, hallelujah, praise be to God. Which God are you talking about? There is a what? A spiritual attack. It's a matter of time. Your marriage will scatter. And in fact, some of the people watching me now, their marriage what? Scattered a long time ago. They just accepted they are moving on. But it's a spiritual attack. The fact that there's a spiritual attack in this area, just know that if it is attacking your marriage, it is also attacking all other areas of your life. You must always remember that. The spiritual attack, it is a sign. It's not just something happening. It is a sign that something wrong is what? Is happening. For men who are watching me now, if there are some men who are watching me, this is for you. There are men who are also spiritually attacked and they can't perform as men. I know you're quiet now, but it's fine. But if we don't address this issue in church, the people from the church will go and seek for an answer somewhere else. There are men who are spiritually what? Attacked. It's a spiritual attack. Doctors will not do anything about it. You are finished. I'm telling you, you are finished. All you need now is deliverance. And I'm telling you, why are you keeping that problem at home? God can change you. We have seen so many men. We have delivered so many people. Are you understanding me? So do not keep these things I'm talking. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
These things, they look so normal, but they are not. And there are so many men now who are now relying on medicine in order to be men. But long at run, you have side effects. They're taking pills. Pills, every day they're taking pills. It's a sign, there is a what? How a lot of women now are very attentive on behalf of their husbands. Like, yeah, I wish my husband was listening. I wish my husband was hearing this. Don't worry, you stand on the gap. You will stand in the gap of your husband. A miracle what? Will happen. Tonight I just came here to address these issues. They look so normal, so known, but they are spiritual and we need to address them. How many they want us to address these issues? Somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, every attack over my life, I command you, come out. So be very careful with mental problems, attacks that the enemy is sending, fights. In scripture, in Mark chapter 3, verse 25,
and if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
You now know why the enemy is fighting you, right? You understand why the enemy is fighting you? Now, let's go ahead. Financial sabotage. If you see these things happening around you, theft. You see, we look at theft as something normal. But trust you me, it could be a demonic sabotage. Imagine after making money, you have just made money. And then you keep it in your house, and then it's stolen. It looks like theft. Okay, in fact, it's a theft. But there could be something deeper. Sabotage, a demonic sabotage. The Bible says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There are people right now who keep on losing things. When they get something, they lose it. And this could be theft, physical theft, and again, spiritual theft. There are people with deals and projects and programs, and they keep on losing them. They win this, they lose it. This idea is gone. This is gone. If you sense, in fact, even in relationships, you find this person to get married to before you know it, the person is gone. The enemy can steal what you have, spiritually or what? Physically. You must be very careful. Watch out on every area where the enemy is putting on demonic sabotages. It is very important to watch out, especially on finances. It's like your pocket has got a hole where you put your money and your money goes through. You work extra hard, you get money, you cannot explain where your money is going. There could be a spiritual attack we must handle, I'm telling you. And we must handle it before it's too late. For you also to know you're under spiritual attack, you should watch the family patterns. Family patterns. Just to watch your brother, your sister, your cousins, your father, your mom. Just watch there. You can actually get a picture to say, I think our family is under what? Financial attack, and it's a spiritual. This is a spiritual attack. It's a spiritual attack. And hear me, if the devil wants your money, he does not come to you and take your money direct. Sometimes he may just cause your brother to get a sickness. And the devil knows who will be paying the bills. He knows it is you. So as I'm speaking, so the sickness, you'll be paying the bills, be paying the bills, you'll be paying the bills, you'll be paying the bills. We have a sickness, it's true. But there could be a deeper what? Purpose of the devil. Every attack, any disease disguising as a sickness, yet the enemy wants to use it to make people poor in your family, I command that sickness to be healed. I command that sickness to be healed. There are people right now who they were supposed to be billionaires, but the devil gave them a sickness. As I'm speaking, they're on a wheelchair. It is a sabotage. You are walking out of that wheelchair in the mighty name of Jesus. You are receiving your healing in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, every attack, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. All of a sudden, and sometimes the devil likes to take over bills. As I'm speaking, there are people having bills they are failing to pay. If there is something the devil really jumps on, is on a loan. Once he sees you've got a loan, he says, He jumps on that loan and sabotages you that you don't pay it. As I'm speaking right now, you are sweating. How would I pay these bills? Tonight, your battle will be over.
I said,
tonight, your battle will be over.
I receive.
Any demonic intervention over your bills will no longer be there.
I receive.
Say in the name of Jesus. Say again, say in the name of Jesus.
I rebuke the enemy.
Every spiritual attack. Let me finish with this one. I wanted to handle this on another day. Let me handle it now. Spiritual dryness and doubt. If you start feeling empty when you are praying, you are under spiritual attack. All of a sudden, when you are praying, you know, you, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then you feel like you're just praying alone. You are no longer feeling the presence. There is dryness, complete dryness. It is not just a happening. It is a what? A spiritual attack. There are people right now who are feeling it. They are praying because they are praying. They are still here because they are still here. But when they are praying alone, they feel dryness, emptiness. They are so empty. It's like they are forcing themselves to pray. And they're wondering, why am I feeling like this and I'm not like this? It is not just a happening. It is a demonic attack. The devil knows what your prayer can do. He knows how powerful you are. And he's attacking you now because he knows that you are a fire. Somebody say, I rebuke you, Satan.
The
Bible reading feels dry. No revelation. No more enjoying God's love through the word. In Romans 8 verse 26, the Bible says the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. So I pray that the Holy Ghost should help you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, for we do not even know how to pray, but the Spirit himself makes what?
Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
So you should know these things. Dryness. Another point I want to give you. Unholy cravings and addictions. Here, all of a sudden, you develop obsessive thoughts on things which never had power over you. All of a sudden, you want to do something that is crazy. Pornography, addiction, lust. All of a sudden, if these things are happening around you and you know that they were not there before, it is a sign that you are under spiritual attack. Don't even question about it. Hear this, and I want you to hear this very well. If you are prophetic, spiritual attacks are imminent. You will not avoid them, but you can win them. And I want you to hear me very well. There are so many people right now, as I'm talking to you now, they are struggling with certain things, addictions and behaviors and characters and traits, which in fact they're not supposed to be struggling against. It is not because you are weak. It is because you are under spiritual attack, period. That's what I can explain to you. It is not because you are weak. You are not. You are strong. The Holy Ghost dwells inside of you. The Holy One is inside of you. God is in you. But hear this, you're under what? Spiritual attack. There is a place that the enemy wants to lead you. He wants to destroy. He knows who you are. And that's why the enemy is coming up with all these, you know, cravings and all these things that are happening around you, because the devil wants to destroy you. Somebody shout, not to me. Say it again. Say, not me. Let me give you the last one. Prophetic dreams and the visions of warning. If God gives you these dreams, now this is God now. God may show you snakes in dreams, spiders, storms. Never just take them like one of those dreams. Yes. I have dealt with issues where a person had a dream where they saw a snake biting them. And when they woke up in the morning, they had a big problem with their leg or their hand. So many issues like that. When you see something, it's not fear. Don't have fear, because you are a conqueror. In fact, more than a conqueror. But when God warns you, when God shows you something, it is your responsibility to pray against it. It's a sign there is warfare. It's a sign you're under spiritual attack. Now, I want, if there's anyone else who, as I'm teaching now, you feel like I need a special prayer, I am going through these attacks, or one of these attacks, or two, or three, I want that person to stand up on your feet so I can pray for you. Hear me. You know exactly which area I have addressed and which area you feel like I need this area to be handled. So the first prayer, you do it yourself. I know, as I said, when you feel empty, sometimes even your prayer, you'll be like, Father, Lord, in the name, because you are under attack. But I want you to tonight to know that you are breaking that attack. You are breaking it. I want you to make some movements in that house. Don't just stand where you are. I want you to make some prophetic movements. Move where you are as you are praying. Be walking. Be moving like this as you are praying. Be moving like this. I know what I'm talking about. Be moving and be walking like this. Any spirit, any attack, any spiritual prosperity and power that the enemy has raised up against you, it must come out. It must come out in the name of Jesus. Out of my business, out of my marriage, out of my finances, my relationship, my career, my future marriage, my children, my business. Begin to pray as I'm talking. Be clapping your hands. Move around. Spirits are living. Demons are living. Principalities are packing in the name of Jesus. Within 2 weeks, you will start seeing changes in your life. Within 2 weeks, you start seeing testimonies. Begin to command. Begin to speak.